Blog Talk Radio.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shine.
I want.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
Amen. Beautiful. Hey, how are you guys? I hope you're doing well. This is Wardell Pipes Jr., and I want to thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And it is really a blessing to be a blessing to someone else. You hear the song in the background says, I'm blessed to be a blessing. And, you know, it's so, so good because we all are very blessed to be in a situation where we can be a blessing to each other and even to ourselves, but ultimately to God. And so thank you, God, for blessing us and giving us the opportunity to love on each other and giving us the opportunity to work our way back home to you. Guys, I hope you are good. Here we are at the beginning of another week, right? Sunday is the beginning of the next week, and so I hope that God has been good to you and things are well for you wherever you are. It's been crazy. A lot of our friends are that I know of are, you know, going through different things emotionally, physically. As a matter of fact, one of our teammates, Astrid, her son, her youngest son, is in the hospital, so we're just asking for prayer for him. We just ask that you pray for him, and he's a young man, and, you know, and he's just going through it really badly, so if you guys could just keep him in prayer, that would be a blessing to her and her family. Also, you know, I was a little down yesterday, not feeling real good, not strong about, you know, everything I was going through. And so I just want to, you know, thank you guys for praying for me and just being there for me. And so today, you know, I felt really good, felt really strong, and got the chance to go in to the church and play for the Lord. I was blessed to be a blessing in the church. And so I'm so grateful that God has blessed us. Love you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in. And so I just want to play some praise and worship music here for this next hour, and let's just enjoy God's music and love on each other and be a blessing. And thanks, Greg, for blessing us with this wonderful flyer that you put together for our show today. All right. Much love, guys. Let's keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio.
Presence my life. come to the water. All who are thirsty, come and be filled. Oh, come to the river. Brothers and sisters, come and be healed.
One and all, come on, together.
Come to the water. All who are thirsty, come and be filled. Oh, come to the river. Brothers and sisters, come and be healed. Come and be healed.
Here we go.
The glory of your name.
the glory of your name. Come on, fill it up and say, let revival come. Glory of your name. It's what we want, we pray. Let revival.
We are so lucky because we do have the great I Am right there with us and right beside us. And, guys, I just pray that whatever situation you may be in right now, you know, that is great because God has been good to you and you're grateful. Just always remember to say thank you and just praise him. Praise him not only in the storm, but praise him in your joy and your happiness because you don't have to be, it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to go good for you. It could have ended up another way. So we need to be grateful in our gifts. We need to be grateful for the people that God brings into our lives that may bless us and love us and give us grace because of who they are in Christ. We need to be grateful. We need to pay attention to those things. It's so important that we don't just, you know, a lot of times we take things for granted, just like breathing. We just think, you know, yeah, I'm supposed to breathe. Why do I need to be grateful about that? You need to be grateful for everything, everything that's good to you and good for you and good to others and good for others, to others and for others. It's good to be humble. It's good to care about others and their success and their lack of success. It's good to be there for people, and it's very wrong to mislead people like you will be there for them, but you really aren't. To tell people that you will pray for them, but you really don't. You're basically, you know, building yourself up to let others down. You want to look good, but you're not being good. And so if you tell someone you're going to pray for them right then and there. Because sometimes it's just a matter of forgetting, right? And we may forget because we're human, you know, and we want, sometimes we want to do all the right things for other people, but sometimes we get caught up in life and other things come and then we forget. And instead of praying about it when you remember, you just move on. But that's not appropriate because that person heard you and they're depending on you. And you don't even know how much sometimes people depend on you to do what you said you're going to do, whatever it is. I'm in a situation where I'm really depending on people to do what they say they're going to do, and sometimes I get anxieties when it's not happening because I'm really dependent on them to do what they said they're going to do. Sometimes I feel weak because of that. I feel like, you know, I don't have enough faith in God because I'm the fact that I feel anxiety, it shows a lack of faith in Christ. But what happens is that people come into our lives and sometimes, you know, they say things that sound so good, like people that you fall in love with or people that you work with, you know, you're expecting for them to do what they say they're going to do, and when they don't do it, it feels like a violation. It feels so wrong. And so the natural thing is to be upset and uncomfortable, and that's what happens. But I have to trust God no matter where I am and what I do and who I'm dependent on. Ultimately, I need to be dependent on God and not on man. And so I hope that we understand that the hills and the valleys of life that we go through are going to happen. And they're not to hurt us, but it is just life. It is what happens. You live long enough, you will experience the ups and the downs of life. And it's not about it happening, when it's going to happen. I mean, it's about how we handle it when it happens. You know, we have to really be careful that we don't try to hurt people that hurt us, you know, hurt people that disappoint us, but that we love the way that God would love, the way that he loves us when we make mistakes. We love each other. It don't mean you have to stay in that situation. You can move on. You know, and God will let you know. Your spirit will let you know if it's time to move on. You know, because if people continue to show you that their intention is not to do right by you, then you have to be wise enough to do what's best for you and your family. So I just pray that you stay close to God, that we all stay close to God, and we let God help us in our decision making. Because pain is real. Having anxiety is no fun. Waking up in the middle of the night, stressed out, sweating. That stuff is real, and it's painful, and it's uncomfortable. And that's why we have to lean on our Heavenly Father, no matter what situations we're in, and walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that he is going to bless us right where we are. His grace is good enough to get us through. And we don't have to worry as much as we do, but it's our nature to worry. It's our nature to respond and try to hurt people back to hurt us. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. But as a Christian, we don't do that. You remember what Jesus said on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was a teaching. A learning lesson for us. He was teaching us and showing us what we're supposed to do when we're in that situation. And it's very difficult when you're hurting and somebody's hurting you. I don't even know. I mean, when he said that on the cross, I was like, where did that come from? How did you find that love to be so kind to someone that's so mean to you, or, you know, that's trying to hurt you or destroy you? We have to be wise enough to find that when we're in a situation like that. He didn't just tell us to do that. He showed us how it was done. So let's live by Jesus' example. And, remember what he went through for us so that we can do this together, loving each other together. He laid the example, and now we need to do our best to be our best and to show him how much we appreciate the example that he laid out for us. Thank you, God, for always being there, and thank you for teaching us when we know that we're wrong and we know that you're right. And sometimes we don't want to hear what the right thing is to do. Sometimes we want to roll around in the mud and be upset and be angry and be hurt. But God, we are so grateful that you, our Savior, is always there for us and will comfort us in our pain and will bless us in the storm We're so grateful that you care so much about us. And thank you for living and showing us as an example as to how we are to deal with the struggles that come our way. Thank you. We just ask that you just bless us, continue to bless us, and forgive us for the mistakes that we've already made today. And just protect us and keep us close to you. We love you very much, and we thank you for everything that you've done. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, God, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to us to be a blessing to us. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. From the tip of my toes I'm going to show you, Lord, that I'm going to love you. And I'm going to show the world how much I love you. I'm going to do my best to be my best. I'm going to love you. I'm going to make sure that I do what I need to do. I'm going to make sure. And I thank you. I thank you. That's why I'm doing it. It's my way of showing you how much I appreciate you. So thank you. Thank you so much.
From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my
my toes, to the top of my head. Yeah, Christ, the hope of glory. You are Christ, the hope of glory.
Yeah. There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. It's all in knowing you. There's a line and we've crossed. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. We found our joy. It's the joy of loving you.
anyone like you, Lord. And we're so grateful and so blessed because of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so good, guys. We got a Lord that cares so much about us. And so many of us know that. We know in our heart of hearts, when your gut feeling is talking to you, pay attention. Pay attention. God knows what he's doing, and it's going to be all right. Don't worry about the way something looks. Don't get caught up in the way something looks. Just know that God is in control all the time. All the time, and he's got us. So I just pray that you all have a blessed and beautiful week. And let's remember about our brothers and sisters that are sick, that are in the hospitals, that are suffering. Keep them in your prayers. Pray for them and let them know that God's got them and everything's going to be okay. And let's keep each other in prayer as well, okay? Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Thanks to Greg and Astrid for working so hard to make sure that we keep this thing going. Like I said, we got to pray for Astrid's youngest son. Keep him in your prayers because he needs that. He needs that from us, okay, guys? And also, we want to also pay for Pablo, who is suffering right now from Dance Radio, one of the DJs over there. Keep him in your prayers as well. Let's just keep each other in our prayers. You know, just because somebody looks okay don't mean they are okay. You know, just remember that we all are fragile. We are all human beings. We are all in this together. And there's nothing better than showing a little love to each other. So let's make sure that we have the hearts to do that. And thank you guys so much for everything that you do and hanging out with us today. Blessed week. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys, we'll catch you later here on Soul Light Records Radio. We love you.
I'm captivated. I'll say it. I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded.